difference from the last two games was you guys had the answer to come back after they started.
Yeah, I thought we played a real good game tonight. The last three games we played well. Like I said, I mean, this is a game too where they probably had more chances and we won the game. And the last two, we outchanced them and we, you know, blew the leads. But overall, our goalie was great. Our 5-on-5 play was good. Our PP was good. They got a lot of life. I mean, they got two power play goals. I know it wasn't really a power play goal, but to me, it's 1 second left. So, you know, 5-on-5, we didn't give them much, and special teams was a factor in the game.
Secondary scoring is kind of my term, but I mean, you look at that Strome line,
that's
a tough line.
Well, it's just a line that we put together recently, and we just moved centers. And, you know, last couple games, it's been good for us. And you got to get secondary scoring, obviously. You know, we want our D to get involved, which they were the last game with three goals. But for me tonight, you know, that line was good. You know, when we play on the road, they're going to get the matchups they want. And against 91's line, and you're going to need other guys to step up. And that's, I thought all four lines really contributed tonight.
When you see Ryan and Anders, I mean, they're two good bounce goals, but they're standing right there on top of the crease. How much do you like to see?
Well, to me, you know, what we emphasize, you want to see get done. And as I told the guys before, the meetings that we had before we left, the video that you preach to the guys, you want to see results and you want to see those things happen. So that's something that we'll talk about again tomorrow. But that, as a coaching staff, you want to see those things. You want to see those things that you talk about every day to get better every day. You want to see them execute, and that's where you're going to score goals. And to me, that's what it was about tonight.
Can you talk about the growth of Ryan as a player?
Yeah, I think the second time around, he obviously came up and he's played it. We talked about Ryan, obviously, he's a skill guy. But there's a lot of skill guys that don't perform well in the NHL. It takes them a little bit of time because they don't want to play without the puck. Everybody can play with the puck, but his game away from the puck has picked up, and he had to get to the interior. He had to get to those tough, greasy areas if he wanted to perform, because a lot of his points in the American League were outside, you know, those greasy areas. And he understands the second time around now what he has to do, and it's a credit to him because he's worked at it, and he understands, and he's going to have more success if he continues to work on those things.
27 road wins in the last 43 games. What are you?
Don't know. It's, you know what, we just, again, we just, I try to focus, you know, I don't even know who we play, what we need to do. And that's, I mean, you know, for whatever reason, teams have your number, you have theirs, road wins, home wins. Our home record this year is a lot better than it was in last year. So tough question to answer, but maybe, you know, relaxed a little bit more with the pressure was on us last year at home. We didn't perform well and it was good to get on the road. I don't know, but I just know that we just try to play within the framework that we need to play.